This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 201. Finally, solve your confusion with will and going to.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA.
You're still making this mistake, and it's so bad that you're even making your English teachers speak worse English. Find out in this episode how to tell the difference between will and going to. Do you want to get ready for your next business meeting in English or pass that TOEFL exam? Or maybe just finally practice speaking English with a native? Get a professional native English teacher online now at italki, where you have 400 of them to choose from all in one place. We have used italki to practice our languages and we know that it works. Go to allearsenglish.com/italki to get $10 in free italki credits before this offer runs out. Again, it's allearsenglish.com/italki.
Hey guys, remember, your English is a Porsche, and if you want to keep tuning up your Porsche, if you want to know all of the top 15 fixes today, go straight to allearsenglish.com/top15, and you can get that in a free ebook right away.
Hey Lindsay, what's up?
Hey Gabby, not much. What are you gonna do tonight?
Well, actually, I'm having a really hard time with something on my computer, and I was wondering, will you help me for a minute?
Actually, I don't think I can help you because I'm not very technologically advanced, but my brother, on the other hand, he knows tech, and I think he'll help you. You know, if I connect you guys, I'm pretty sure he'll help you.
Okay, cool. So, that's awesome. Yeah. I appreciate that. What are you going to do tonight?
Tonight, I'm going to go out and enjoy the evening. I'm going to go out for dinner tonight. Yeah,
well,
with a friend of mine.
Since I can't get any help with my computer tonight, I'll join you.
Okay, we have to fly back to Boston, Gabby.
It's just an example.
Okay. Yeah. So, guys, today we are here with number 6 of our top 15 fixes. Right, Gabby?
Yeah, that's right. Number 6, will versus going to.
Oh, my God. I hear this mistake a lot.
I know.
I hear this all the time. Listen to this. This weekend, I will go to the beach.
Oh, God. That's kind of painful to hear.
It's painful. The problem is, guys, it just doesn't sound natural.
Yeah.
Well, what is the problem with that, Gabby? What's the problem? I just talked about my plans for the weekend, and I used will.
Yeah, will is to talk about the future, and the weekend is in the future, so why not? Well, I'll tell you why not. Will is making it sound like some grand, important plan or dream. Not even a plan, but a dream. You dream that someday in the distant future, you'll go to the beach. And it's like, what? It's not that big of a deal, guys.
Right, guys. So when I open up my calendar, I don't use Google Calendar yet. I know you do, Gabby.
Oh my gosh,
but I still use the old fashioned like planner.
Yep.
But when
paper.
I open up my planner, I see what I'm going to do next week. Next week, I'm going to have a meeting at 2 on Tuesday with Gabby, and then I'm going to have another recording session with Gabby again.
So do you just see in your planner, Gabby?
And a few other things here and there. Those are the things that I'm going to do next week. Not that I will do, because those are plans that are specific in the immediate future.
Yeah, exactly. And so one quick little side point. Lindsay is saying in her week, in her upcoming work week, she is going to do these things. She's going to meet with me. But she also said, I'm going to meet with Gabby. So if we speak more quickly in a more natural way, going to becomes gonna.
Yeah. And also to go back to will, there are some trigger words that we can always use will with. For example, right? There's some awesome triggers here. For example, maybe I'll have lunch at the cafe today.
When so we that's an example of something that you just decided, right? Or you
that's right.
You just thought of. Maybe you didn't even decide it yet, but you just thought of it. The thought just entered your mind, right?
Yeah. So I think the best way to think of this is, when did the decision get made? Is the decision being made about your action during the conversation, right? Yeah. Oh, maybe I'll go to the cafe. Or has the decision already been made about your future plans for the weekend?
Right. If the decision has already been made, then we use going to. You have your plan. So I really like that when you decide something spontaneously in the moment, you use will. There's also some other trigger words that you reminded me of just now, Lindsay. You said, maybe I'll. You could also say, I wonder if I'll. So here you're kind of brainstorming, you're thinking, you're dreaming a little bit. I wonder if someday I'll, I don't know, a common one is, I wonder if I'll get married. I wonder if I'll have kids. I wonder if I'll win the lottery.
Yeah, that's perfect. And so what you said right there is also someday is also a trigger word, right? So someday I'll buy an island in the South Pacific.
Yes.
or how about this one for a trigger word? I think I'll, right? Oh, yeah. I think I'll take a run, you know, I'll take a run this evening. I'll run a 5K. I think I'll run a 5K.
And so that's a thought that just occurred to you.
Yes, but it's very common for people to make the mistake and they say, I think I'm going to run a 5K.
Right? I mean, it's just, you hear it sometimes, but I think it's more common to say, I think I'll.
Yeah, and I think you actually hear it from native English teachers who start repeating what they hear from students.
Totally, totally. There's another trigger word I wanted to mention because I think we've talked about it before, actually in the top 15. I hope I'll get a good test score, or I hope I'll win the lottery, right?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I hope, I think, someday, maybe. Okay, those are all trigger words for will. But why? It's because the decision is being made in the moment, or we're thinking about far off plans.
Totally. There's one other way that we use will that I wanted to mention. And actually, there's a really popular song that you should know that will help you to remember. And actually, I used will right there. It's a promise. A promise. Lindsay, I will always love you.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
Almost exactly like Whitney Houston, right?
Yeah, you're really close. You're really close to Whitney's voice, pitch, everything. It's amazing, Gabby.
So, guys, this was a really popular song. It was a hit for weeks and weeks, if not longer. Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You, part of a soundtrack of a movie in the 90s called The Bodyguard. So maybe you know
that
it.
That was such a great movie and great soundtrack.
So good. Listen to it. If you have a minute, just listen to it, and it'll help you to remember to use will when you're promising someone. I mean, you don't have to always promise that you're going to love someone forever. You could, for example, you could promise to help someone, like, oh yeah, hey Lindsay, I'll help you with your homework, or, you know, I don't know why that came to mind. You don't even have homework, but I'll help
you.
Have
any homework.
I'll help you cook dinner. I'll help you do something.
And again, because you're making that decision right in that conversation.
Yes.
Oh, Gabby, I'm struggling with my trigonometry homework. Thank goodness I don't have trigonometry homework. And Gabby says, oh, I'll help you. I was an ace at trigonometry.
Totally. So same reason that you said before. I decided it in the moment. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the key, guys.
All right. So to sum up will versus going to, Lindsay, when do we use will?
Okay, guys, so as we've said, will is when we talk about when the decision is being made in the conversation, spontaneous decisions, mm-hmm. right? Or things that are happening far in the future. So someday I'll, you know, get married, mm-hmm, hopefully. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I think this afternoon I'll have lunch outside on the patio.
Yeah. So something you either decide in the moment or a thought that comes to your mind in the moment. I love that. It's super clear to me when you think of how to use will, you use will when the thought comes to you like that. Okay.
Exactly. And going to.
Going to. Going to is for something that you've planned. So you thought of this action before having a conversation, before expressing yourself. So it's something maybe you wrote down in your planner, or you made plans with your friends and now you're telling people about it. And it's something that you're going to do relatively soon.
Yeah, exactly. And just to sum up, guys, we want to say one thing. It's just like we talked a few weeks back about the differences between saying I have done and I did. Mm. When we did that episode, we talked about how natives move seamlessly between the two.
Yeah.
It's not that one conversation uses I have done. And it's the same with this. A lot of times if you learn from a textbook, you might have one lesson that focuses on will, right? And they'll give you an entire dialogue where you're only using will. Yeah. But I think that's ridiculous because natives move very seamlessly between the two.
Oh, yeah. Okay? Back and forth. So you have to be comfortable with that. And to be honest, there are exceptions to the rules. There are times when you'll hear people use I will or I'm going to when you thought it should be the other way. So you have to be comfortable with ambiguity. But to be honest, I think these rules that we explained today are really good. And they're a great way to understand how to use both I will and I'm going to.
Yeah, so what we would encourage you guys to do is take these rules that we've just presented and use them as more of a hypothesis and go out and test and see if it's true. See if it's true in your conversations, the conversations that you hear native speakers having or that you participate in, and compare that against this hypothesis that we've presented you.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Yeah. Thanks so much for the clear explanation.
All right, thanks guys for listening.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.